Look, sometimes you don't know who to turn to. So what we offer on the show is something called group therapy, where if you want to send us a message, benandkellyshow@gmail.com or on the website, or just shoot us a DM. We'll toss it out to our listeners and see if we can get you some, I don't know, experience, real life experience with your situation, or
yeah, some advice.
Yeah.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Kelly, you want to tackle this one?
Yep. Hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show so much. Always listen to the podcast to hear what I missed.
Thank you. Yeah.
I was wanting to ask your advice on some group therapy.
All right.
A little smiley face emoji. It's a big family disagreement, and I'm afraid it's going to cause what's supposed to be a good day and turn it into a big drama show.
Mm.
My husband's brother unfortunately passed away almost a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were very close, best friends and family. He also loved your show so much and is part of why he is forever in a good mood, happy, laughing through everything. And because of this, we didn't want to have a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
A month after his death date, we're having a big celebration of life at a party hall. But the problem is the fact that his one flaw was that he was in a relationship with two women at the time of his death.
Oh.
Both of them long enough that they both have asked me to mention them in the little eulogy I'm reading.
Oh.
Now, only a few friends and family members knew, and I know they'll both show up.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't married to either. Both relationships were around very close to the 1 year mark. And honestly, he just didn't know how to fix it without hurting them both. So he let it go on too long.
Oh, wow.
They do know each other, all went to school together, but do not know they were both involved with him.
Oh.
How do I handle this?
Oh, dang.
Of course, without making my brother-in-law look horrible for the one thing he did wrong because of all the good he's done in our community and family.
Yeah.
I let my procrastination win once again. It's this weekend. I only have a few days to try to figure this out.
Oh,
thanks,
gosh.
Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
He loved the show, and I know he's looking down and loving that I'm asking you guys for advice on this.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Thank you for coming to us and reaching out, and I am... You know, sorry to hear of your loss, and you know, death is not a funny subject, and it's just...
No, it's never easy.
Yeah.
And this can absolutely compound the situation. I know you want to have, you know, more of a positive feel to this memorial. You're celebrating his life,
mm-hmm.
and everything he brought to your family and the community. And there are some people that were special to him, but like incorporating them into the memorial, I understand, could really, really like be bad.
Eric reaches out and says, I hate it when someone lies during a eulogy. Like, he was such a great person. I've told my family to tell the truth. Tell them that I was a complete ass. She needs to have a conversation with these two ladies. Let them know what's going on, not blindside them. Maybe have them stand up and tell a few things about the joys of dating this guy.
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting take.
That's really good. I do think that maybe the best way to do this is to talk to the girls ahead of time.
I don't know. I mean, this is a very niche thing to ask, but I don't know if you've ever been in this situation and can impart some of your life experience on our listener here, but we'd love to hear it. 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. This is group therapy. We've got a group therapy right out of a Carrie Underwood song.
So black Cadillacs meeting for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, so I guess just to like fill you in on what's happening here, we got a listener. Her brother-in-law passed away. She has to read the eulogy at the ceremony this weekend, but her brother-in-law carried on a relationship with two different women who asked to be mentioned but don't know about one another.
Yeah. So this is a more of a celebration of life.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a funeral, but, you know, there's just a couple of family members that knew that he was dating these two women, and I guess he just couldn't figure out, like, who he loved more, so he just kind of let them both go on longer than they should have, and now these two women want to be included in the celebration of life, but they didn't know about each other.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey there.
Why doesn't she just say in the eulogy that he had a special relationship with a very special lady? He doesn't have to mention a name, and each one will think that she's talking about her.
Man, doesn't that get awkward, though, if they do? Oh, you're right. That is glossing over it with a very, like, broad brush.
Yeah. I mean, if they happen to find out after the fact that they both were involved because they're chatting each other up over a, you know, refreshing adult beverage, that's one thing. But she didn't out them him in the eulogy itself.
That is true. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Here's the danger with that, though. A lot of people just mention, you know, you can say, oh, you know, he's had many, you know, friends that he loved and his girlfriend and that kind of thing, and just kind of not mention a name. But then if both of them are there, then they're mingling, you know, after, you know, people say the things, and then people are like, oh, how'd you know him? Oh, I was his girlfriend. If they both are introducing themselves as his girlfriend to all the people, that's where drama can happen.
I am picking up a lot of people that are saying, why are they asking to be named?
Yes.
Like name checked. If he wasn't married to either one of them.
Right.
Like, why not maybe name both of them, but then name a bunch of other people that he would have loved or, you know, were close friends.
Yes.
You know, say, oh, and, you know, obviously there were some people that were very close to him. And then, you know, maybe maybe name his best friend, like, oh, and Brad, and then Susie and Carol and Josh and,
yes,
you know, and, you know, throw them into a bunch of names. Maybe it's, I don't know, that was my kind of take on that.
Now, several people did, you know, mention having a discussion with them privately before all this.
What do you think about that?
So that they're aware of each other. I feel, I don't know, there's a couple of ways to think about this, because if you do give them the heads up, you risk, you know, kind of breaking their hearts even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're already grieving the loss of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then to find out, well, you weren't the only one.
Okay.
But you are potentially, maybe, well, you could be warding off potential drama at the memorial service, or you could be inviting it. Like, what if they decide, well, I'm going to show up and, like, you know, let people know what he did, you know, that stuff. It just depends on if these women could end up being vengeful.
All right, so listen to me carefully. I've got the 100% perfect thing that you need to do.
Oh, you figured it out?
So not only do you need to have, I'm assuming people are going to be filming this, right? But
yes,
you need to name check both and say, and just say, you know, his girlfriend, Becky, and his other girlfriend, Cheryl. And then let them discover that right there and be filming and watch it all go down.
What is the matter with you? I do not think that that's
just
the best way to do that.
I'm thinking of the radio show, not necessarily your family and of your
of
your ceremony.
No,
but
sir.
I feel like your brother-in-law would appreciate that.
No. No, obviously, listen, he did not want to hurt either one, which is why he couldn't break up with one of them. That's the whole reason why this went on as long as it did.
So are you suggesting he would rather die than break up with one of them?
What is the matter with you?
Is that what you just suggested?
No, it's unfortunate timing. It is unfortunate timing, but he cannot make a choice in life.
Okay.
And so now I don't know. I'm getting hives. I feel like I'm getting hives.
I'm getting hives. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I think you say it is a bunch of special people in his life.
Yeah.
They are among the two.
Yes.
Okay. And then if they're having drinks at the after party and they're like, oh, how did you know him? Oh, how did you know him? And they're like, oh, and then let it happen naturally. Like this stuff is probably going to come out. Think about it. Like, he's not there to keep it in check anymore. It's going to come out.
Okay. So then, all right. So then does the family just play dumb like they didn't know? and just let it kind of like reveal itself organically? Is that what we're saying now? We're team play dumb?
Well, I'm not saying it's even going to come out at the ceremony, you know, the celebration
of
life.
You know it's going to. That's how those things work. People are like milling around. They're meeting, you know, strangers who all have this common bond in the person that they're honoring.
Yes.
And they're going to be, how did you know him? Oh, this is, I'm his girlfriend. You know, that's going to happen. Both of them will say that.
Do you know about his birthmark? I do. How do you know?
Stop.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think the way you should approach this, and again, this is just our opinion. Like, we've never been in this situation.
No.
Is to put the, and if they're asking to be in it, put them in a long list of names. And let it just organically let nature take its course.
But don't mention like who they are to him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just say these are some very special people, and
he loved you all.
and who loved him very much. Uh-huh. Name is best friend. Name is high school wrestling coach. Name is, you know, his
school wrestling coach.
You know, and then throw their names in it too. Like you don't have to give them value, or you know, tell them how they're connected. Let them find out how they're connected.
Okay, so
that's
Tim
what I'm
does
saying.
Say, "Hey, heads up, convo beforehand."
I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying no to do that.
No to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying let it happen, and then you need to follow up with us next week. Because
Jonathan's like, Ben's making valid points. Think of the show, Kelly. Listen, I'm thinking of the family.
Think of the show.
Of the family. And not tarnishing his image.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're not tarnishing his image. We're not tarnishing his image. He's going to be surrounded by people who love him. And,
yes,
and two
and
of which who have more intimate knowledge of him.
Okay.
So,
what are we doing?
I'm saying to...
Just mention lots of names of
yes.
people that he loved.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then follow up with us next week.
And then let the rest of it work itself out the mingling.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Can we get the details so that we can maybe slip in the back?
Right.
I mean, I feel
right,
like
well,
we're
hey.
Practically invited that he was a fan of the show.
All right. Well, anyways, I am... I make light of all this. It is very tragic, and I'm sorry for your loss.
I know. At the root of this thing, a family is mourning.
Right, exactly.
And so are two women.
And so, but I think you can dampen the drama by not by adding names into the long list of names of people who loved him. So
yes, list a lot of people that were special outside of the family members.
Yep. All right.
Okay. All right.
And then follow up with us next week. Okay?
Stop.
All right. That is... And I'm just going to say, if you've got a comment, we've put it up on the Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can leave it there.
Now listen, Jonathan is now saying, let Ben do the eulogy. Problem solved. No, do not do that. That is not a good idea. That is not a good idea.
Ben, how did you know him? Well, funny you should ask.
Oh, God.